So, Shastra Rakshana. Shastra Rakshana means, Rakshana means protect. Shastra Rakshana means not protecting. You are nobody to protect the scriptures. What it means is to follow the scriptures. If you follow the scriptures and if you are very happy, then others will get. Now, here also is a step forward. So, we don't understand Sri Ram. We don't understand Swami. Really speaking, we don't understand. We only see their external action. But one thing we notice, people like Sri Ramakrishna are extremely happy people. Then we say, what is the cause of this happiness? He gets up early in the morning and he takes God's name. Then he takes prasada. Then he goes and bows down. He does japa. He does meditation. And he talks about God. These are all things only we can observe. And therefore, when a person says, there must be a cause for happiness, and there is no other cause for happiness. Because people have got car, they may be happy. People have got refrigerator, people have got so many money, etc. This, they think, is the cause of happiness. In fact, it is not. Also, when a person says, I want to be happy, everybody wants to be happy. And here is a person who is very happy. And so, what is the secret of his happiness? He does these things. Then he comes to the conclusion, I am a very rational person. If I also, since he is following this, he is happy. I also follow him, I will be also very happy. This is called Shastra Rakshana. So, why does God keep Jivan Muktas? To show the way to other people. How do they show the, first they follow it? And secondly, they also show through their life. Their life is a matter of tremendous joy. That's why one simple fact, how to know whether a sadhu is a good sadhu or not? What is the way to know? You can't know his secrets. Suppose you find him, that he is goody-goody japam. When you look at his face, he's a castrile. Then you don't feel like, second time visiting. But if you see a person very happy, and we all have intuitive power to find out whether a person is happy or not. You don't need to, how do I know the other person is happy or not? The moment you go into a happy person's presence, you will also be temporarily happy. If you go near fire, you will also get the heat. So, then we all want happiness. That is why Shastra Rakshana is necessary for many purposes. One purpose is, what do these saints speak? What do they speak? It's nothing but scriptures. But when they speak, they simply don't quote Bhagavad Gita and other things. They put it in such simple manner. Anybody can get inspiration, understanding through them. Because they are not talking like pundits, they are talking like people who really experience it. And they behave also for others to emulate. That's the imitation of Christ. Imitation of. So, just I remember, Jesus Christ, last day, next day he will be betrayed. 12 of his disciples. You know that famous supper. What did Christ do? He washed the feet of everybody and wiped with his own hands. Then they were, Master, we are your disciple. You are our master. Why do you do this? Then he said, you observe, being your master, if I am doing this to you, what should you do to each other? As an example. And then the moment he passed away, they started quarreling with each other. Yes, they started Paul and Saint Peter and Saint Paul at Gregory Paul. This, we don't need to go into that. But he sets the example for us. If we are intelligent, we follow. So, Shastra Rakshana, they say, Lokepi Tavadeva. In this world also, not only Shastra Rakshana, your eating, your meeting people, and other worldly affairs, you be rational. You see what gentlemen do, what righteous people do, follow them. And what they don't do, you also renounce. That means do not get upset. What does that mean? I realize it is true. He can break the rules, but he will not break for two reasons. I mentioned yesterday. What are the two reasons?
Because it's his nature that.
Because he practiced it for so many lives, it is impossible for him to break the rules. Secondly, he is not acting. A realized soul has no individuality. It is only God who uses that instrument for the good of other people. Is it not? So he cannot do it. But then, even worldly affairs also, a devotee, we are talking about a devotee, you should respect the scripture and you should behave in such a way as though you are going along with the spirit so that there is no conflict with other people. And that this bhojanadi vyaparisu also, in food, etc., whatever is suitable to you. Because in a family, if there are four people, everybody's stomach condition is not exactly the same. So, Sri Ramakrishna gives the illustration. A mother has four children, a baby, a boy, and a adolescent, a young. She prepares and gives exactly the same thing, but not exactly in the same way. Whatever is suitable for their stomach. So that is the general rule for us. That we should not, because we are spiritual, we should not behave oddly, weirdly. That's why people call it weird. You know, I put this different cap, different japamala, different bhuttus and all those things. It is only you are attracting the attention of the other people. No. Then this much is how to behave. So what did we discuss? What is the definition of bhakti? What would be the result of bhakti, parabhakti? So he becomes amrita, amrito bhavati, sabdo bhavati, matto bhavati, atma ramo bhavati. Then nakinchit vanchati, nashochati, nadveshti, naramate, notsahi bhavati. All these things have been told. Then how does that man should behave? Like anybody else. From outside, you don't see any speciality. But from inside, Sri Ramakrishna puts it, there is a kind of sweet which is filled. You know, outside, it looks exactly the same. But inside, it makes a vast difference. One is this kalai shuti, like that, and another is filled with chana. Jilebi. Do you know, do you have any idea? Chana, jilebi. You know jilebi? This hopeless jilebi. Inside that, there is this, they put some besan. But there, they put the chana, you know, broken milk, paneer. That paneer is filled. Once you taste that, you will be paramasanyasi towards all varieties of automatically renounce the world.
It is available.
It's available in West Bengal. It's common. But you have to ask them, Chana Jilebi. It's costly also. There is a chana, rasagulla payas. Payas, you know, instead of rice, small rasagullas will be there. And there is a rasagulla payas. In rasagulla, inside there is payas. Payas rasagulla, rasagulla payas. So that is what we are talking. Tadure, tadvantike, tadantarasya, sarvasya, tadu, sarvasya. It is inside, it is outside, it is everywhere. So beautiful. You have to understand. So, what are we talking about? We have talked about how to behave. What is the thing? You observe the roots of the scriptures. And outside, you behave like anybody else without drawing any attention. At the same time, you are totally different. This is the most important issue. Because the moment you draw the attention of other people in the name of spirituality, they will fall upon you like a flock of chickens fall upon one chicken whose backside is damaged. Do you know that? We used to have for children in Cherubim, pout. I used to observe them. You know what? You see, they lay eggs, and sometimes the egg is big, but it damages that their whatever anus, whatever you call it. And then blood will come. The moment other chickens see that blood, they all run after it and they will kill it. Several birds have killed because it is terrible, like a red rag to a mad bull. It is like that. Society is like that. The moment you find somebody, everybody calls, oh, you are Pagal, you are Pagal, you are Pagal. Even if he was not Pagal, they will make him Pagal. Because whatever you are, you can make the others also. Exactly. So, what are we talking about? Now, he is still in. How does this bhakti, how does a person attain this bhakti? Until this time, he is only talking about what? What are the definitions? What are they? How do we understand what is bhakti? That's a very acceptable. Oh, Vishwanath. Now, this bhakti has to be attained. Sadhana is coming to the sadhana marga. So, the sadhana has to be practiced. This is all only for giving us knowledge. Why is it necessary? Because this is a psychology. What is the psychology? Ek cheez ka bare mein humko achcha se gyan nahi hota. Us cheez ko chahiye nahi chahiye. Us ichcha apna man mein nahi jaga. Or we can desire something. We have to know, have knowledge of that object. Then only whether it is desirable, how much it is desirable, and how much price we have to pay, and what is the way to obtain it. It all depends upon having knowledge of this. You understand now? So this is very important. Talakshanani uchyante nana vachyante nana mata bheda. Different people have attained this parabhakti through different paths. See the beauty of it. Hinduism, from the very beginning, it says there are infinite paths to God who is infinite. If God is infinite, there must be infinite paths, even for a small mountain. Not that they have to climb only from one side. You can climb from the east, from the west, from the south, from the north. So, if it is infinity is the nature of God, how many paths will be there? Okay. Infinite paths will be there. So, that is what Sri Ramakrishna is. Ekam sat, ekpraha. What is Sri Ramakrishna's life? It is a perfect illustration of that Vedic truth. Sat, ekam. The truth is one. But the path to the truth, infinite. Infinite means, I will tell you something. One path is Ramakrishna. I want to think of God as what? Ramakrishna. I want to think of God as Rama. I want to think of God as Krishna, Jesus. Now tell me, before the birth of Rama, was there a path called Rama? No, because he was not there. Before the birth of Krishna, was there a path called Krishna path? It's not there. Before the birth of Buddha, there was no Buddha path. Before the birth of Jesus, there was no Jesus path. Before the birth of Ramakrishna, there is no Ramakrishna path. Now, their life, their mantra, their dimension, Avatara's name becomes a mantra, Avatara's form becomes an object of, he himself told, now I have become a god, and now many people will worship me. And then his life becomes an inspiration, and his teachings become a guidance. All these things happened there. So before Ramakrishna's birth, that was not there. After Ramakrishna's birth, how do you know after 100 years, God may be born in some other form and there will be another path opened through that. And Guru, this is one way of understanding it. All of us have got our Gurus, isn't it? Every Guru is a doorway to the infinite. Suppose there are some people, yes, my Guru is Parabrahma, Madatma, Jagadatma, Mannado, Jagannado, Madguruho, Jagadguruho, Madatma, Sarvabhutatma. Like that there is a shloka. So there are some people, I don't know God, but I know my Guru. If he meditates upon his Guru, will he not attain God? So that is one path. May not be your path. Your Guru may be different. You meditate upon him. Even a buffalo path is there. Is it good? There was one Guru. He was a Brahmagnani. One disciple went to him and said, "Sir, please show me the way to God." He described and said, "Meditate upon God." So he went and meditated for 5 minutes. It's better than all. So he came running, "I can't meditate because all the qualities, is Nirgura, Nirakara, Nirvisesha, or Nirgandha, all those things is impossible for me." The Guru told him that, "What do you love most?" "I love my buffalo." So Guru told him immediately, "Now you consider your buffalo as Brahma." So there was a small hut where he can sit comfortably. There is a small door where he has to bend and go. But once he sits comfortably, you know, many sadhus' huts will be like that. So this man went, and after some time the Guru went inside, and then he, "Hey, come out." He says, "Guruji, I can't come out." "Why? What is the problem? You entered very nicely. You can come out very nicely." He said, "No, my horns have grown so big that I can't come." So he understood that where the object of love is there, that can be a path. So Guru Bhakti is a path. Similarly, also this Matru Bhakti, suppose somebody loves, M asks, "Can one meditate upon one's mother?" Says, "Why not? After all, one's mother is divine mother. Really, in reality, you are not imagining them to be divine. You are imagining them to be non-divine. Now you change your attitude. They are none other than divine only. Mother can be meditated, father can be meditated, guru can be meditated. In fact, any object can be meditated. Even a small stone also can be. And look through my eyes." So this is the truth. Infinite paths to infinite. God is only one. Goal is one. But infinite paths are there. That's why what happens, you know, if a person had reached the mountain peak through this way, he knows from A to Z that particular path. So what do you think when his disciples come there, what do you think he will teach? Only that part, because he knows it, he attained it, he has got that validity, authenticity. "I went myself, I know this path will take you." So he normally, what he does, he will not become, no realized soul will become any fanatic. Very important law. If you know anybody is a fanatic, realized God at all. So this Ramana Maharshi, what is the path through which he reached? Who am I? So he teaches also, who am I? But it doesn't mean if some devotee goes, "I want to pray." He says, "Yes, that is also path. You pursue your own path. You will reach there. Sincerity is the only condition. You will reach that path only." So Narada is telling, "Tat lakshanani." Tat means tasya. Shashti vibhakti. Tasya means bhakteha lakshanani. What are the characteristics and in what way, what path you can attain to that? So, vachyante means it is described in different ways. Nana mata bhedar. This person says, "You do this, you will reach God." The other person says, "You do this, you reach God." The other person says, no, you do this. Nana mata. Why? Because they all climbed the mountain in their own particular way. So Sri Ramakrishna also used to illustrate this profound truth with the story of, which is story. There was a forest, there was a tree. On the tree, there was a peculiar animal called chameleon. So somebody came and, "Wonderful animal, I saw. And what brilliant red." Other fellow said, yes, "I also saw the same, but why do you call it red? It is pure green, emerald green. Other fellow says it is blue. Neither different. So they could not resolve it. So they went. And they found a man who is living under the tree. They asked him, sir, a wonderful creature you see.
Yes.
And I saw it as red. Am I right? Yes, you are right. And I saw it, it is green. Is it green? Yes, it is green. Then he said, it is red, it is green, it is yellow, it is blue, and it has all the colors. Sometimes it doesn't have any color at all. Sometimes it doesn't.
Mr. Radha,
it changes its colors. I know all of you had experience of the exactly same animal. At the same time, sometimes it doesn't have any color also. What a beautiful story. Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. So everything is real, everything is true. That is why Sri Ramakrishna is not a sectarian. So the Narada is telling. Here also we observe his humility. What is humility? If you were an ordinary person, you would have said, the path that I follow is the only path and everything else is not really valid, not even worth mention. He says that this teacher says this and he is also right. And I have my own opinion. You have got freedom to choose what to do. So we will discuss about it. Definitions of this bhakti will now be stated in accordance with different views. Very important sutra here, because this is what Sri Ramakrishna is telling. Never limit either God, but neither limit the paths to God. Infinite paths are there. As many paths, as many faiths, so many paths. So he mentions just a few, but why does he mention these few? How does he choose? According to different things, which we will. Yes. Puja Deshu Anuragaha Iti Parasharyaha. Who is Parasharya? Vyasa. Parasharya means the son of Parashara. Who is that? Vedavyasa. So according to Vedavyasa, Puja Adishu Anuragaha, intense love for certain activities like pujas, is the one of the best ways, according to him, to develop bhakti. To develop bhakti. Puja Adishu Anuragaha. It is love of worship and other similar acts. What are the similar acts? Making garlands, making sandal paste, and going round the temples, and visiting various punya kshetras. All these so-called external activities, remember them as external activities. They are the way because he must have followed them. He must have reached the goal. So he is recommending that particular path. Now what we need to understand especially here is that there is a prevailed opinion among so-called arrogant intellectuals. This is all meant for lower class people, not for first class people. It is for who? Third class people who can't sit, who can't study scriptures, who can't meditate. It is for them. There is a view is there. And Narada wants to counter that and says, not necessary. I will do. Narrate an incident. Swami Vivekananda had met Pavaharibha. And he was highly impressed. In fact, wanted him to initiate him into Raja Yoga, etc. Then what happened? Always Pavahari Baba sits behind a door. Rarely he shows his face. But I visited Gazipur. There is that jhulna, you know, that they put Radha Krishna swings and then do it. So I saw Swami Vivekananda must have seen whether it won or they changed. I don't know. So then Swamiji was, you are a realized student. Why do you need all these things? Because his greatest delight was to decorate Radha Krishna and then go on doing the jhulna, swinging him. and lot of devotees used to come. And incidentally, Swami Vivekananda said, the sweetest human voice I ever heard was Pavahaya. Sweetest human voice. Of course, other than perhaps Ramakrishna himself and himself also. So, he asked, what is all this? Then, Pavahaya, very humbly, he did not argue. One simple word he said. Do you know what he said? Why do you think it is for me? What does that mean? It could be for other people. That is to say, other people's capacity to understand all the spirituality can only be, you know, you decorate nicely. That's why he gave a beautiful name for all our Hindu devotees. They are B and B Bhaktas. Every Hindu devotee is a B and B Bhakta. Samajh gaye?
B means
bhajan. And B means bhojan. Bhajan and bhojan devotees. Yes. We are all like that. Suppose you come to no bhajan. Today it is Ramakrishna's birthday. What is it? There no decoration and no singing. Simply people are looking at it. No puja, nothing. And then you go to the whole temple room. Wonderful bhajan is going on. And this is one criteria. Okay, this imagine they sit, if at all they sit. After 2 hours, then they announce it is time for distribution of prasad. And one fellow comes with a small basket full of patasa. Patasa, you know? Yeah. Patasa means air. So that would be bella. This much bella will become this much. Patasa. They do what prasada, patasa. Inside what is there? Patasa. Patasa means what?
Yeah.
Air. And no talk. Simply he will give patasa. Next time will you attend the puja? So, Avahari Baba is telling that, do you think these people like say Ramakrishna, do they enjoy puja or not? They enjoy puja. Yes, they are not pretending they are enjoying puja for your sake and my sake. They literally enjoy puja. Means anything related to God, they will enjoy. Sankirtana going on, they will enjoy it. Meditation going on, they will enjoy it. Bhajan is going on, they will enjoy it. All the rituals are going on, they will enjoy it. Everything they will enjoy. Because Adharam Madhuram, Vachanam Madhuram, Madhura Adipate, Akhilam Madhuram. Whatever is remotely connected with God is the most enjoyable thing for them. They are not pretending. We are God religious souls. These are all for Ajnanis. No, they really enjoy. So, puja adishu anura. Puja means what? What is important? Externally trying to do many activities as the God as the central point is called puja. But there is also a Swaraswai. Who can worship God? There is a rule. You know, Devo Bhutva Devam Yaji. Unless you become God-like, you cannot do real puja. That means, who appreciates a great musician? Only another great musician appreciates. Who can appreciate Einstein? Only another. So, that understanding is called appreciation. How can you appreciate? You must have the knowledge, isn't it? That is the most wonderful thing. That these great souls, they have become God. Who else can really worship the Divine Mother? Who else dares to worship? Oh Mother, now you want me to eat first and then you will eat later on? And Sri Ramakrishna is eating. What Baba he is eating? He had become the Mother. And then one cat entered. Mother, you want to receive worship in this form? And he worship. Whom is he worshiping? Is he worshiping a cat? He is worshiping the Mother. He is seeing the Divine Mother. And he is worshiping the Mother. But for us, he is worshiping a cat. So, you all know that Sri Ramakrishna ate before after. But don't think every day he was eating. Only on that bhava, ate to show that I and mother are absolutely one. But we can't accept. Suppose you bring some nice rasagulla and I am the pujari and you are sitting to witnessing my puja. Mother, Thakur, you want me to eat first? And once I start eating, and then you do what? What selfish pujari? Even this is true puja namaga. Yes, these are even today. Our stupid minds judge everything only in a stupid way. Even after reading the Ramakrishna story and other things. So, Pujadi Sharanuraga Haiti Parasharya. So, Vedavyasa says, Vyasa says, it is love of worship and other similar acts. What is the essence of what we discussed so far? Definitely enjoying doing puja, etc., and engaged in similar activities, one definite path to develop bhakti. Not only that, not something as an instrument. Puja is not only an instrument. Puja also is the end point. I love to do puja. I don't need God. I have God. But I like to express myself in that particular way. And for many people, we have to start only with external puja. So, important point is, it is a path, it is the goal, and it is the way of life after that. And at the same time, the emphasis is anything external. So, there are some people who need this kind of. That's very important. But to go now, that's not the way. First make pranam and then take it. Otherwise, you know, some people, the phala has been. So, getting the food, finished. Then, he is quoting another acharya, another bhakta, who had already reached that state. Kathadishu iti gargaha. Gargaha is another rishi, another bhakti teacher. They must have been either beforehand, before Narada, or contemporaries. And only one bhakta can recognize another bhakta. So he is telling, I have seen a person like this. His name is Garga, and he is a genuine devotee. And if you ask him what is the way to develop bhakti, he also teaches. What is it? Kathadishviti karta. So what is katha? This intense desire, intense delight, and the more one hears about God, the more the thirst to hear more increases, and that is the way for the development of bhakti according to that acharya. And that is also true. So, I will also tell one point, which I will give you a hint now. The point is, so there are some people who are following the path of puja. And there are some people who are following the path of listening to the glories, to singing, bhajans, and to hearing about shravana, etc. The stories of, say, Bhagavatam, etc. It doesn't mean these people hate the people who are following puja, and the puja followers will hate these people. No. These people's main path is this. But suppose they happen to come to a place where puja is going, will they enjoy it or not? They will enjoy, because they are devotees. Devotion is a mental attitude which doesn't allow that this is the only path that is not. Wherever my God is there, I will enjoy myself thoroughly. So that is something. Then, what is this katha? Hearing, reading, listening, writing, and then wherever katha is going on, listening in how many forms? As many forms, vachana, and also prose, poetry, in whatever form, whether it is sung, whether it is read, in whatever way. The only condition, it should be about God. But nothing else. So this is the path advocated by Garga. Perhaps he was that kind of person. He was not inclined to do puja. but he will be delighted to attend any of such prasangas, upanyasas about God. He will be in an ecstatic state. So he recommends his path because he reached the goal through that particular path. But he will never be a real devotee, a real spiritual person will never be a fanatic. No spiritual person will ever be a fanatic. You have to understand. Then, Atmaratya Virodhene Shandilya. There was another great teacher called Shandilya. Shandilya Bhakti Sutras. Or Swami Akshavandi has beautifully translated Shandilya Bhakti Sutras. So, what does he say? Atma Rati Avirodhena Iti Shandilya. These are bhakti insofar as they do not clash with the contemplation of the self, says Shandilya. Sloka. But very easy if we explain what it is. Follow any path. Only condition, Atma Prati Avirodhata. It should not oppose your devotion to God. That means what? Somebody is doing puja, somebody is doing tirtha yatra, somebody is even beating his relatives. For what sake? For the sake of attaining God. There are instances also like that. So one instance is there. M. He asks the Ramakrishna, my wife says that she will commit suicide if I follow this spiritual path. You read about it? Why was he worried? Anyway, he came and asked, what was Sri Ramakrishna's reply? Let her come and sleep. See how nicely he's talking. It appeals to him. Atma Rati Avirodha.
I'm creating some.
You know that somehow the response comes. So, this is the general direction. Whatever doesn't put an obstruction in our progress towards God, absolutely fine. So, whatever be the situation, Arjuna has to face. He was a bhakta. And then he asked God, he says, now I have to do all those things. Is that part Atmarati Virodha or Atmarati Avirodha? The type of activity he has to follow in the battlefield, is it Atmarati Virodha or Atmarati Avirodha? Is it conducive to the devotion of God or is it opposed to devotion to God? No. The answer is both. It depends upon how the person does the action, means fights. If he says that for my sake I am doing, it is Atmarati Avirodha. Because his, the focus is on what? On God or on himself?
Himself.
I want to win. I want to have glory. I want to be praised by everybody. I want to get the benefit of this war. The war spoils, you know, etc. Then it is pure selfishness. But if the same person does it, with the idea that I am doing all this for the attainment of God, Atma Kama, then it is Atmarati Avirodha. Atmarati means what? Devotion to God. Instead of saying God, he uses the word Atma. Rati means what? Complete absorption in God is called Rati. So Atmarati, our devotion to God means what? We only remember God and nothing else. Whatever obstructs my remembrance and enjoyment of God, it is inimical to me. And whatever helps me to remember God and enjoy God, that is favorable for God. This is much more broader. This is Kayika. Second is from the Vachika, so the tongue and the ears. Third is from the mind's point of view. Thoughts are more important. Whichever thought is favoring you, is it is taking you towards the God, and that is bhakti. That is the path to take to bhakti. So whatever is opposing, that is an obstruction you will have to make. So here also we will pray. What is yoga? What is the definition of yoga? Chitta vritti nirodha. Completely remove every thought. But there is another way of saying, don't remove any thought. Direct every thought to God. Finish. That is all. You don't need to do anything. After all, by removing thoughts, you want to be with God. With thoughts also, you want to be with God only. So it depends upon what we want, what we enjoy, really. So there are infinite paths. He only mentioned three. And these three, what is the main difference? That they are all taking one to God. But one through external activity, one through vachita, another is through manasika. But if you ask Sri Ramakrishna, jyotomot tatopo, what does that mean? If we apply this one, jyotomot tatopo, there is many faiths, so many paths. How do we apply it? You also delight in puja. You also delight in listening to the Divine Lord and in singing yourself and in talking with others, etc. And you also, when nobody is there, meditate upon God. Do not allow your thoughts to stray here and there. You follow, you enjoy God in through kayika, manasika, vachika, in every way. But do not misunderstand. Because if the persons who are following puja, etc., they don't have vachika and they don't have manasika. No. Then the main expression is external. The main expression of vachika people is through, if they use the speech much more efficiently, only if it's related to any subject related to God. And the person, when nobody is there, no obstruction is there, some people like to meditate upon God. They don't like all those things. But all of them enjoy everything. Why do they enjoy? Because this is called love. What is love? When I do something, I do for God. When I talk anything, I want to talk only about God. Why? Because whatever I do, only that action which makes me remember for God is lovable. I enjoy only that action which is related to God. I enjoy only that talk which is related to God. I enjoy only that thought which is related to God and nothing else. What a beautiful way of telling. And then at the end, there are so many other teachers. But what is Narada saying? Again, see the word. He is using what is called third person. Naradastu. Narada is telling. But what Narada says is tadarpita akila acharata tadvismarane parama vyakulata iti. So what is he telling? Narada, whatever you do, whether you do puja, that means kayika, whether you use your vachika, whatever, talking, etc. And whatever you do through your mind, akhila, all activities, tadarpita, you only offer them to God, and then you only think about God, you only remember God. Everything should be related only to God. But he also adds something. What does he add? Tat vismarane. 1 second's separation or forgetfulness of God. Parama vyakulata. Tremendous, what you call, the viraha vyadhi. So Sri Ramakrishna, he had the first vision of God. So Vishardhan is described. What does it do to other people? As soon as they have, oh, I had wonderful vision of God. And I go on. Once you taste it, you want it again and again and again. I don't want to, what you call, one needle space between me and God. One needle space. I don't want. I want to be always beholding God. when can we behold anything without any interruption?
Only
when we become completely one with it. And that's what his Vyakulata, Sri Ramakrishna's Vyakulata increased a million fold after he had the first vision. It's also something we say, you know, a person is starving. And then after 2 days or 3 days, you look at him and give him a little bit of food. You know what it does to him? Sir, previously somehow I was surviving. Now I won't be able to
survive.
This has gone inside. All the jatara rasa is now like a spring coming up. And there is not enough to make it cool. You killed me practically like that. Who uses this word? Swami Vivekananda, while narrating that each is great in its own place, he narrates the story of Mahabharata. Which story of Mahabharata? This is one when Yudhishthira was performing the biggest Rajasri Yagna. What is the Mungusa we call it?
Mungus.
And it entered without fear. And where people had just eaten, it was rolling and pluming itself, every bit of the food. And it was looking even, half of its body was golden. The other half was normal. So, it is looking whether the other half also had become golden. Everybody was watching. And Mahabharata, animals also talk. And birds talk. Even trees talk. Everything talks. Really, everything is God only. So, somebody asked, what is this, sir? What are you doing? This rolling and then it said, O king, this is no sacrifice at all. The sacrifice that I had witnessed. Oh, how many millions more that person had spent? Said, no, this is the story. He said, once there were 4 members in a Brahmin family. The old man, his wife, his son, and his son's wife. So, it was a time of famine. One man who was starving, he happened to come. Now, after several days of not having food, the Brahmin obtained one handful of food somewhere, grapes, gave it to his wife. Wife cooked it, and they were all, they divided it into 4 equal parts, and they were about to take it. And then this man enters and says, sir, I am starving. Please give me. The man got up and said, sir, please take your seat. And he offered his own part of the food. And that man ate. And then he exclaimed, sir, you killed me. Because before, I could somehow carry up. But after eating this portion, my jataragni is like putting, a fire is going out. You add 1 spoonful of petrol. Not what happens? It flares up. It is like that. Then his wife had given up her portion. Then it was not sufficient. Then his son gives up. And then his son's wife also gives up. And as a result, they die. And then immediately, they ascended to heaven. And then this Brahmin said, okay, I am satisfied now. And then he leaves. Then this mongoose was telling, I happened to be hungry. I also went. And I saw a little bit. And one part of it was sufficient to touch one part of my body. Instantaneously, it had turned to gold. Ever since that time, I feel profoundly depressed. How to make the other side also gold fashion? So, whenever I hear of any sacrifice, I am moving from place to place to find out whether I can make myself pure, completely golden. And I heard about your sacrifice. I thought Yudhishthira was a great man. He is spending billions of money. So maybe there is hope, but it is hopeless. See, beautiful stories. You will not get this Greek mythological story, one god is trying to kill the other god. Then both of them will be cursing each other. You will not be god, you will be dog. Nowhere else you'll get. These wonderful stories. One story you take, sufficient to give you so much wisdom. And such stories are abundantly given there. That's why India is so great. Anyway, what is Narada's definition of bhakti? Tat arpita, bhagavad arpita, akhila acharata. Acharata means whatever a person does, that is called acharana. Whether it is physical, external, it is verbal, or it is mental. And only we have got this. That means whole life you dedicate to God, completely to God, and not even this much to anything else. Tad vismarane. If the person's mind is strays from that ideal, even for a moment, parama vyakulata. That means when a person feels, why did I forget God for 1 second? And he feels terribly upset by that and terribly anxious. That is the definition of way to slowly obtain that parabhakti. So what is the lesson we are learning? From Narada, he accepts everything. You follow any path. Do pujas, talk about God, hear about God, think about God, meditate upon God, do whatever you like. It should all culminate in one thing. If you happen to forget God for 1 second, then you feel terrible unhappiness, unbearable unhappiness. If you can feel like that, that is the way to develop the parabhakti. Not gauna bhakti, but raga bhakti, parabhakti, supreme devotion. This is what he says. This kind of teaching you will not get in any religion. You will not get. See, we are not talking about Vedas. We are talking about one small book on bhakti. Even here, that Vedic spirit has permeated here. It doesn't permit them to say only this is the only path. So supposing Narada had also seen Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, Sikhism, what do you think he would have said? He would have included all those things and said, if you follow any path you want, he would have given the examples. At the same time, he would have said, what is the test that you are following any path? This is the test. If you forget God, you feel intense agony, unbearable agony. So what is it? We are not feeling it now, especially when we are enjoying nice prasada, prasavalla prasada. That is the time when we forget it. Paramavyag, but if you are in the line and you love rasagullas and rasagullas are being distributed and you and the fellow who is in front of you got the last rasagulla. Parama, why did I not come? I was talking to that useless friend. Had I not been talking, I would have been at least 2-3 people before. So, such liberality, such openness of heart, you will not get me.
Oh, Janani, Shavadana, Devi, Dhamsh, Krishna, Jagat, Padma. Father doesn't even say it was a problem.